Heads of state reaffirmed the need for a more balanced and purposeful partnership. That vision must continue to guide us. Our collaboration has faced the defining challenges of our age and shown that when we act together, we make genuine progress. The African peace and security architecture remains one of our most important achievements. It has helped to prevent and resolve conflicts through African-led operations. Across our continent, climate shocks are deepening vulnerability. Geopolitical tensions and piracy compound humanitarian crises. The human toll is severe, and the time for gradual steps has passed. Ghana enters this summit with a renewed sense of direction and confidence. Our 2026 budget, for example, reflects the seriousness with which we approach both national renewal and continental partnerships. It rests on three pillars that mirror the priorities of the EU vision for 2030. First, restoring stability and confidence. As of October, Ghana had brought inflation down to its lowest in 4 years, and our currency has stabilized significantly. Reforms in fiscal governance, public financial management, and revenue mobilization are strengthening our economic foundations. Second, investing in infrastructure and connectivity. And third, placing jobs and human capital at the center of policy. This renewed stability positions Ghana to engage our partners with confidence and to contribute meaningfully to Africa's transformation agenda. Ghana therefore urges stronger and sustained support, financial, technical, and logistical, for APSA, the governance architecture, and our regional economic communities. Strengthening them is the surest way to achieve the aspirations of the AU's peace and security protocol. Indeed, West Africa contains its fair share of hope. This is a region of dynamic economies and breathtakingly creative, youthful energy. But it also faces growing threats. Extremist networks exploit poverty, exclusion, and shrinking natural resources. The way forward demands regional unity, a focus on the roots of insecurity, and community-based peace building. Ghana proposes a call for a meeting on violent extremism. We also welcome the European Union's Global Gateway Initiative and its 150 billion euro pledge for Africa's sustainable development in green energy transitions and digital services.